This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming Adrian Bicentennial, and it's going to be a big celebration. Happy to have on the program to tell us all about that is the chair of the Bicentennial Committee, Mary Roberts. Mary, so good to have you with us.
Well, I really appreciate this, and thank you for having me in.
It's going to be a big few days coming up.
It is, and as I've said to a lot of people, you don't get to celebrate a 200th birthday you know, more than once.
That's right.
Let's make it big. The one time we get to celebrate it.
So let's, first off, tell about the dates when the celebrations and the events are going to be happening from on what days.
Sure. So we are going to start on July 3rd, and it will run that whole weekend till July 6th. So we're going to kick off at the Farmers Market Pavilion at 6:30 with an ice cream social. And that is a free ice cream social. So for the first 200 people that join us that evening, we'll get free ice cream. And then at 7 o'clock, we have the Adrian City Band and the Lenawee Community Chorus, and they're going to be performing a myriad of period pieces, historical pieces, patriotic pieces for that evening. So it should be a fun night to kick off our Bicentennial.
Absolutely. And then things will continue right into July 4th, and what a great way to celebrate July 4th as well.
Right. So on Friday, July 4th, we've partnered with Civitan, and who's always, I don't know about always, but who have for a long time have organized the 4th of July parade, and they were great in letting us partner with them. So we'll have the 4th of July parade at 10 o'clock, and if you are interested in joining that parade, we're still looking for entrants, and you can find that information on the Adrian Bicentennial website. So hopefully more people will be registered for the event. At noon is one of the most exciting things happening, is that we are going to be opening the time capsule that was buried at the corner of College and Maumee in Comstock Park, right by the Kiwanis clock tower there. And actually, there's a marker there from 1975, from July 4th, 1975, where the time capsule was buried. And so we'll be digging that up and then displaying all of the items in the library for the weekend.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, we don't know what's in it. And so it should be, you know, kind of exciting to see what was buried 50 years ago.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep, the Daughters of the American Revolution did the time capsule 50 years ago and created the stone that is there, the marker, and they are going to be rededicating a new marker on the backside of the current one, too. So we will have a reading from the Adrian Dominican Sisters about the indigenous land people, the people that lived here before we settled this area. So we wanted to acknowledge the people that lived before us.
What a great idea.
Yeah. And there have been, I just can't say enough about all of the partners that we have created, or have, you know, everyone, every business, every organization that we've asked or has come forward has just said, yes, I want to be a part, and has provided some assistance to us. So that's been amazing.
After that dedication, then, that doesn't stop there. There's lots more coming up on July 4th, right,
there,
Mary?
There's so much on July 4th. So we have been a sister city to Moriyama, Japan for, I believe, about 30 years. And so we have our delegates from Japan coming in special for the 200th birthday. So they will be participating in all of the events. But if you are interested in meeting them, we will have them at 2 o'clock in Friendship Alley. And that, if you're not sure where Friendship Alley is, it's as on our website it says, it's by the Rains and Rains Law Office and right by Citizens Gas. So
oh,
that
yes.
alley that goes mm-hmm. between those two offices there. And it's a lovely little windy, curvy, and it looks a little Japanese. You know, it's hard to bring everything from their culture to us, but you know, we tried to make it look as natural as possible.
Sure.
We're going to be we're going to be putting in a new feature in there, and I apologize, I can't remember the name of it, but there will be a new dedication of a feature in there that day, and we'll have a dedication from the Japanese for that too, the Japanese delegation.
I think that's going to be rather special, Mary.
I do. Yeah. I do. We have a great relationship with the Moriyama delegates, and I think it's going to be an interesting it's always good to learn other cultures.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be at 2:00, mm-hmm. and then pretty much at the same time.
Right. At the same time, the Croswell, so if you're not interested in being outside or, you know, that doesn't float your boat, you can join the Croswell Opera House, and they are going to kick off at 2:00, just a myriad of things going on. They're going to have an open house. They're going to have historical interpreters. They're going to play some silent movies.
Oh, neat.
They're going to do all kinds of things that day, during the day. And then later on, they're going to have a historical talk at 6:00 and a tour at 7:00. So the Croswell is going to be open essentially from like 2 to 8 or so that day, with a variety of events happening. So, you know, you can pick and choose, or you can stop in and see what's going on and have an opportunity to see some of the behind the scene things that maybe you don't see when you go to the Croswell.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you've never been, make this your excuse to go.
Yes. The Croswell is our gem.
Yeah.
It is the main reason that tourists come to Adrian. I was just at a meeting with DDA and Main Street staff yesterday, and it is our main draw for the city of Adrian, and we need to not only support it, but learn about it and learn its history, and the history is just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And be good ambassadors about the Croswell, too. Yes.
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 Yep.
Well, then right after that, things continue right into the evening.
Right. So at 5:00 and at the Four Corners, if anyone is interested, they can meet me, and I'm going to be doing a historic walk throughout the downtown. So we'll take a look at some of the historic buildings in the downtown area. We're going to visit the Armory and do a little tour of there. We'll visit the Comstock Park and walk the pillars. And maybe you never realized that those pillars have significance, and they all have etchings on them, and to talk about the history of Adrian on them. And then we'll be going to the Adrian Fire Department. And so the fire department has will be open that evening too. And they have historical pictures and a fire bell and different things that, you know, are really kind of cool to see.
Yeah.
And then we'll end up at the historical museum, which will be open. And it's surprising to me how many people have never been in the museum.
I know.
So it's just amazing.
It is.
History that is in there. Mm-hmm. And it is Lenawee County, but there's so much about the city of Adrian that's at the museum.
That's right.
So if anyone's interested in I'm hoping to keep it a swift walking tour of an hour so that people can get to other events. It's going to be a walk and talk kind of event. So
sure.
If anyone is interested, you can meet me at there will be a bicentennial table at the Four Corners on Friday night. And then we'll do a walk and talk tour.
And of course, then with also at 7:00, there's going to be a special presentation at the museum, right?
Yeah. Well, not at the museum.
Not in the museum.
It's going to be at the First Presbyterian Church. So if those of you who know the vet, Doc Pennington, he and his family have been in the Adrian area. I'm not exactly sure when they arrived, but it's like been 150 years or so that he and his family have been here. And he offered to do a historical talk about the history of Adrian and settling and what it was like for his family to be here. So that was great that he stepped forward with that, and I hope that people are able to join him for that talk.
And that's going to be at 7:00 at?
At First Presbyterian Church, which is across from the police department.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's right downtown, right on Maumee Street, Actually, the address is 156 East Maumee. It's just go in the church, sit in the pews, and Doc Pennington will be offering that presentation at 7.
Then it's fireworks.
Then there's fireworks. There's going to be fireworks right around 10 o'clock. Most people will, as last year, will probably sit in Comstock Park. If you came down for last year's fireworks, it was one of the best nights in the city of Adrian. It really was. It was fabulous to have so many families downtown.
Yes.
We kind of skipped over First Fridays, and I don't want to do that.
Yes.
So First Fridays is going to run as normal from 5 to 8. We're going to have the fire truck pull, if you haven't gotten your team together, you need to do that. So last year we had three teams, and you as a group pull a fire truck forward and back, and it's a strength competition that's kind of fun to watch.
Yeah.
It was really great last year, and then you'll get a trophy as the strongest group for the area. I know last year we had the CrossFit group came, I believe the police officers, and maybe it was the fire department. I can't remember who are the groups exactly. But, get your group together, and you can join in that fun activity. And then there's all the things, like we're going to have the bounce houses and the food trucks. And I'm not exactly sure all what the Main Street has planned for First Fridays for that night, but I'm sure there will be a lot of activities that are going on. All of the businesses downtown are partnering for that night. They have been given special bicentennial Dara cups. So you'll have a Dara cup with the bicentennial logo on it. They've also been given coasters that with the bicentennial logo on them, and I believe most of them are using those right now to support and publicize the bicentennial. It's a whole town activity.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're quickly running out of time, and we got two more days to talk about. So things are going to be starting bright and early on Saturday morning, July 5th.
Yes. So we're going to be doing a 5K run and a 1 mile walk starting at Trussell Park. And you can sign up with a link through our website, or you can go to runsignup.com and search for Bicentennial Bolt. It was $5 to join or to do the run. We have about 100 runners so far. We're still taking more runners, but we can't guarantee a T-shirt for you at this time because it's coming close. And,
right.
You know, you have to get T-shirts. So that'll be fun. And we wanted to do something on the trail because railroad history in the city of that used to be a railroad.
Yeah.
And the history of railroads in the city of Adrian was huge.
That's one of the
reasons why we became such a large city, because we were a main thoroughfare between Toledo and Lansing or Toledo. I can't remember. It was Toledo. There was a Toledo and maybe Kalamazoo.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. That was, and we were one of the main stops.
And that'll be at 8 o'clock, right?
That'll be at 8 a.m. at Trussell Park.
Yep. Then at 9 a.m. Yep.
Then at 9 a.m., what a wonderful event that the Adrian Center for the Arts has put together. It's the Parade of Homes, and this is a ticketed event. So we have very few things that it costs any money. The run costs $5, but the Parade of Homes costs $30, but they only had like 12 tickets left as of last night.
Oh, wow.
They were only doing 200 tickets, and they have nine homes that you'll be able to go into. But if you want a ticket to the Parade of Homes for Saturday, you better get on there today because they're probably going to get sold out.
More likely.
Yes. We have Governor Creswell's home is on there, and the Fallhaver home, mm-hmm. which is on Lake Adrian. And there's a bunch, seven others. So that runs from 9 to 1 on Saturday, and then also 9 to noon on Sunday.
Okay.
And that's to benefit the Adrian Center for the Arts, which has been also another wonderful partner. And then one of my favorite things is the Walker Tavern Wheels, are going to play a vintage baseball game down at Island Park against the Detroit Nine.
Oh, wow.
And we wanted to do this, and that's at noon. No cost or anything, and we're providing free hot dog lunches for the first 200 people. Back in the 1880s, I believe, we had the Page Fence.
Yes.
Was one of the biggest. It had revolutionized fencing in America, and so it was the biggest producer of wired fencing in America at that time in the 1880s and 90s. And so they created a Negro League. The owner of Page Fence created the Page Fence Giants.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're going to have Chuck Jacobson has purchased a Page Fence Giants jersey and is going to bring that down and with some little history about the Page Fence Giants. So that will be there. And it's also going to be broadcast on your sister.
On 96.5 The Cave.
Yes. So that'll be exciting.
Yeah.
And then we move to the River Raisin Ragtime Review. And if you haven't gone before, you need to go. It's an all-day event from 2 to 10 o'clock. And there's, I can't even begin to tell you all the things that are happening. But the main thing that is happening there is that at 9 o'clock, we have the City of Adrian commissioned a Maple City Rag. So it's a brand new piano piece that's going to be played for the first time at 9 o'clock on Saturday night out at the Plain Wave campus. So that's really exciting for us to have. But before that, there's going to be kids games and food vendors and cakewalks and a Model T parade and just all sorts of things. And they're going to end with fireworks also.
Yes.
About 10 o'clock that night.
Then last but not least, we have Sunday.
We have the Parade of Homes starting at 9 again. And then Mayor Heath is going to do a bike tour. You'll meet her at the Farmers Market, a Farmers Market Pavilion, if you're interested in doing a bike tour instead of a walking tour. I believe she's going to go through Oakwood Cemetery and point out some of the famous people that have been buried, some governors and things like that that have been buried there, go to Monument Park, those kinds of things. And then at noon, we are going to have not only the burying of the current time capsule, which I've been collecting items for, but we're going to have a picnic in the park. So we're hoping that families will come down and do an old-fashioned picnic. They bring their picnic baskets, their blankets. We're going to have some things available. We'll have cupcakes and ice cream for the first 200 people. But we're also we've purchased a bunch of games for the children that they're going to get for free to take home.
Nice.
So hula hoops and yo-yos and all kinds of outdoor kind, maybe, some old cards, like Old Maid cards
Things
like that.
Yeah.
So some, I don't know if I want to call them old-fashioned, but traditional.
Classic.
There you go. Yeah. That's a great word for it. Classic games.
Yes.
And that's all free.
Wonderful.
But we'll be burying the time capsule at noon and then enjoying an afternoon picnic. The Armory is going to have games on the lawn for kids. They'll also have water and some other snacks and things for them. And, again, I just can't say how impressed I've been with this community and all the partnerships and sponsorships that we've been able to partner with.
Yeah, and speaking of that, let's mention about those sponsors that are making this all possible.
Absolutely. So our gold sponsors are Adrian Steel and TLC. And then our bronze sponsor, or our silver sponsors are the Adrian Dominican Sisters, Creek Enterprise, West Banco, which used to be Premier Bank, and the City of Adrian. And then we have a whole slew of brand sponsors, McCullough Vargas and Associates, Dave Hickman, Midwest Energy, Lenco Credit Union, the Hickman Foundation, Gleaner Life Insurance, Cliff Buick, GMC, Krieghoff of Lenawee, Old National Bank, Greg Bell, Adrian Mechanical, Lightning Quick, WLEN, First Student, Downtown Adrian Main Street. And then we have some of our partners. Also, I want to make sure that people know that sometimes parking can be a challenge out at River Raisin Ragtime Review.
Yes.
So First Student is providing for free shuttles from the Adrian City Market Pavilion on Front Street to out to Plainwave Campus and back from 1 to 10. So that is a free shuttle. If you want to park downtown or you want to walk downtown and be shuttled out to the Ragtime Review on Saturday afternoon, you can do that. And then you don't have to worry about parking out at the Plainwave campus and on the grass out there.
That's right.
You can park in a city lot and be shuttled back out and back and forth. And it's just going to be a continuous loop starting at 1 o'clock.
Excellent. Good. Yeah. Boy, you have a full schedule of great things. And you can't say there's nothing to do that weekend during the Adrian Bicentennial, Mary.
Right, right. And we tried to do things that were historically significant, but also things that if you don't like ice cream, you can come and maybe you're a 5K runner, or you can want to go watch the Model Ts, or you like baseball, or you know, or you just want to come and have a picnic, or you just like fire. There's a variety of things. So if you don't like one thing, I think there's something else you would like to participate in.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, if they would like to take a look at the schedule, can they do that? I mean, they heard about the schedule, but can they go online to find the schedule
too?
Sure.
So we've been publicizing it on our City of Adrian government Facebook page a lot, but it's also on the website. So if you go to City of Adrian and just type in City of Adrian in your search bar, you can find the bicentennial information directly from there.
Excellent. Well, what a lot of great work that has gone into this, you and your committee that have put this all together. Thank you so much, because this is going to be one heck of a weekend to come to downtown Adrian and enjoy so many great things, Mary.
It is. It is. And I just want to thank everyone that's partnered with us, our sponsors, but especially our committee. Our committee and the city staff. The city staff has really stepped up, and it's going to be over a holiday weekend, and many of them are coming in to work that holiday weekend. And so, you know, It's going to be a fabulous weekend.
Come out and support it, right, Mary?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yep. Come out and enjoy.
Mary Roberts, the chair of the Adrian Bicentennial Committee, thanks so much for being on the program.
Thanks, Dale. Really appreciate you.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.